Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to the Chicks Talkin' Footy Joy Podcast, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women since day one. Lovely.
We have a very special guest in the studio right now. Her name's Ange Roan. She's doing a fundraiser for the stand-up events. And some of you know Angie Green and her family and some of the great things they've done with LGBTI sporting community. But Ange is here to talk to us about a bike ride she's doing from Melbourne to Adelaide.
Adelaide to Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, you can do both if you want. Just go back, up there and back. But she's raising a bit of money for stand-up events. So tell us a bit about what inspired that and what you'll be doing.
Yeah, so I'll be riding from Adelaide to Melbourne. So just so that I know actually some people at the finish line other than finishing to no one over in Adelaide.
Yeah. A bit depressing.
That always helps.
Just some of the balls, Moles balls, I think. I'll just end up by myself there if I did the other way around. So I'll be riding over 6 days on my own from Adelaide to Melbourne to hopefully raise $50,000 for stand-up events. Right now they're doing a lot of research with Monash Uni and require $100,000 to kind of kickstart that. Those programs are designed to eradicate homophobia in young people in sport, which is a huge thing.
Enormous.
Yeah, huge, and really important too. I'll be riding, and I actually kick off the ride on Monday, so the coming Monday on the 29th. So
21st birthday, I read.
Yeah, 21st birthday is the day before I come back. So I come back. It's also the first day of the AFL Women's, the first game.
Wow.
Yeah, so 2nd of Feb is the 21st birthday, and I arrive back home on the 3rd of Feb.
So you missed the first game.
Well,
and your 21st birthday. Yeah. It wasn't what I was doing on my 21st birthday. No, how about you, Monty?
No, not at all. No, mine was slightly different. Yeah. Now, can I ask how you got involved then, and why did you pick cycling? People can't see, but Ange is in the full kit.
Yeah, she's going to be sleeping in this outfit until Monday.
She's a lycra.
If you see Ange on the road, she's in pink and white stand-up events lycra outfit.
Yeah, I don't think you can miss me. I'm pretty bright.
Yeah.
as good as my tan lines. Look how bright that is.
You sure have.
Yeah, so I got involved because I think anyone that meets Angie for the first time is kind of swayed by her. Not saying that you need to be swayed to kind of believe in this cause anyway, but anyone that meets her sees how passionate she is, and it's kind of hard to not support her after that.
Yeah.
So I met Angie just kind of randomly in passing and heard about what she was doing and supported her with Paper Planes, which is one of a food truck that I happened to have, and
we'll get onto that a bit later. That sounds great.
Yeah, and so we did that for her, and then we kept in contact. And next thing I knew, I heard about her Monash, the collaboration she was doing with Monash, and I also knew that there was a bike being donated. So I kind of, and I've been cycling since I was like 16, so it's been a big part of my life. I cycle every day. I don't have a car. I've got a license, but would rather cycle.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, because I thought, you know, maybe you just picked it up. Because if it was me, if it said, Monty, you're on, like, I'd struggle to get to the shops on a bike.
Well, maybe we should throw money at you to do it. Monty's going to the milk bar. Yeah. Everyone sponsor her.
Monty needs an algorithm to get to the shops on a bike.
Careful what you wish for, Brie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so I the inspiration was one of being Angie and the other being that we grew up playing sport. Like, I grew up playing sport, every sport under the sun. I was kind of hardly in school. I know, hard to believe considering I'm Asian, but I was never really in school.
And only you can say that. If we say it, we're racist, but you say it's funny.
And so I was always out playing sport, and it was a huge thing for me, and I never felt that kind of exclusion that people would feel as being part of the LGBTIQ community. And my sister came out as well when she was around my age, and that it was really hard. Coming into a traditional Asian family was really hard. Around that time also, we were actually playing football with La Trobe, which was so much fun. There was three of us, me and my...
AFL football.
Yeah, and me and my sisters.
The only football. Yeah. There was no other.
we played for La Trobe, and they were honestly the most loving and supportive team. So I didn't even know there was things like exclusion until you kind of read about it and you hear other people's stories. But in our team, it was so incredible that, and that's why I know it exists and I know that it's possible. It just needs to, just some light needs to be brought to it to kind of help eradicate it, because it's a, you know, it's a kind of team effort. It's not like a one person can fix the whole thing.
You're absolutely right, but so you're going a long way to do it.
Yeah, it's a good 800 kilometres.
So, Ange, how can people get involved and support?
Yes.
What you're doing.
So they can head on to our, I'm a big Instagrammer, so Instagram is probably where all the action takes place.
Chicks Talking Footy follows you on Instagram.
I just started tagging you on things, so I just found you. Excellent. I got the hint.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we like you, like us.
That's how it works.
So on Instagram is Goodwill Hunting, so Goodwill as in the wheel of a bike, _ hunting.
So good.
And then our website's www.goodwillhunting.com.au. So everything's, we'll be on that. We'll be live throughout the whole thing. And from now until then, I'm pretty much spamming everyone with donate kind of reminders and spread the word kind of reminders.
Have you raised any money so far?
Yeah, we've raised almost $18,000 actually.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah, which is awesome. With a target of $50,000 and not having even started the ride yet, 18 is just beyond my wildest dreams. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. Just to let you know, you've got one more follower.
Oh, incredible. Thank you.
It's called Susanna Mott.
And she's complete.
And she likes algorithms.
Yeah. Monty, we're on the radio. Can you stay focused?
Sorry.
So, Ange, so I'm a practical person.
Yep.
So when you're on a bike for such a long time from Adelaide to Melbourne, do you get to stop, like... I'm serious. Like,
well, according to the algorithms, it's because it's my campaign. Right. I kind of make the rules. So, but I know myself, and I know how long I can kind of go for between having to stop and stuff. So yeah, okay. I can definitely stop. But
yeah,
the more time I take to kind of get to point B is just less time I get for recovery.
Yeah. So are you going to sleep?
Yep, I'm going to sleep.
Good.
On the bike.
No. And there's some really fascinating towns.
I forget, border town.
Off air, I'll give you a couple of names just to slide on through. Don't sleep about it. Don't sleep about it.
we will be stopping. So it's over 6 days. We'll sleep over, and it's been awesome because we've actually had all of our nights donated.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been incredible. So... three Airbnb people that own Airbnb spaces have donated their house for the night.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah, and
isn't that lovely?
Yeah, amazing. And they're
so
even...
So much goodwill.
Yeah, such goodwill.
See what I did there? Yeah. Oh, it's too funny.
See what I did there?
Yeah. But, so three nights of Airbnb, and they've offered dinner and breakfast as well, which is incredible.
Oh. Fantastic.
Yeah, and our first night's actually donated by... kind of like a hotel, which is quite luxe.
Posh.
I know. It's got air conditioning and a flat screen TV.
Yay.
You better keep riding.
I know. I'm going to stay there
for a while.
I'm in border town, people. I'm not coming home.
Sorry, I'm watching Good Morning Melbourne. I can't complete day two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, logistically, that's how it's going to roll.
Are you going to have a 21st birthday party?
Yes. Yep. It's going to be combined with the finish line party, which you're all... welcome to. This Great. Is the official Excellent. Invite.
Where is it?
And it's going to be...
It's not the first 21st I've crushed.
That's not crushing. You're invited.
yeah, true.
It's going to be around Albert Park yes. on Saturday the 3rd of February
okay.
at 3:30 p.m. Is
oh,
around the around
what
the
pressure you
I know in. Around the estimated time of arrival. I'm punctual Patricia, so I'm gonna have to do it
punctual
on
Patricia.
You know 3:30.
You're also chatty Cathy.
Yeah, thank you.
Which we love. Don't
yeah. no, we love.
I feel
Cathy.
Like this is an instant friendship. It just works.
Just add water.
And you mentioned before your food truck. So you and your sister,
yep.
is that right? So you have a food truck.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that and how you started and how long you've had it.
Yeah,
you're an underachiever, obviously.
So Paper Plains Food Truck is the name of it. We sell rice paper rolls. It's all kind of health conscious, modern / traditional. It's everything, really. We started that at the start of last year, so it's actually our first year anniversary on Saturday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been incredible. We started it kind of to inspire young people to go out and do their own thing also, because as much as entrepreneurship is flourishing here in Melbourne, young people don't really get around it because they don't feel like it's for them, or it's a bit prestigious, or it's a bit far-fetched. But really, we're a big believer in that young people are kind of going to build our future, so they kind of have to get around it. And we just took the leap for someone else to then see us and then take their leap. So, yeah, it's been awesome. So that's the food truck and, yeah.
Well, you've achieved more in your life probably than the three of us put together. So
thank you.
Where can we find your food truck? I love rice paper rolls.
Yeah, so we're actually going to be Essendon Open Day on the 17th of...
Do you mean Essendon Football Club?
Essendon Football
Ooh,
Club.
Wow, yeah. I'm not
Essendon.
We're there.
Yeah. I think that's March 17 or something. We just got emailed about that the other day.
Good
so
one.
Yeah, find us there.
Out at the whatever it's called in
Did
Essendon,
we ask you who you barrack for?
No, we didn't.
Oh. I'm a Carlton supporter.
Oh, no, that's fine. Oh.
Okay, great.
I was like, oh, what's she going to say?
And that's all we've got time for tonight.
Yeah.
Look, thanks so much, Ange, and thanks for your support of stand-up events. They do have done, they've built a lot of awareness around inclusion in the AFL community and the sporting community in general. You can follow what Ange is doing on Good Wheel Hunting, that's WHEEL hunting.com.au, and you can also donate through the website as well.
Amazing.
So got another $32,000 to raise, so anything you can give would be awesome. So thanks so much for coming on to Chicks
Talking
Footy.
Thank you so much. Thanks for everything you guys do as well.
And stay safe on the road.
Stay
safe and make sure you leave the hotel on time.
Thank you.
All right.
No, I'll be texting. It's all right. Footy, footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.